Okay, we're starting on the two dots on the Zayin and the Aleph. Gemara says Yitmar, Todah Shishachta L'Shem Todat Chaveiro. You have a Todah, Korban Todah. We've seen until now, we're going to bump into it again today, is a subcategory, a subset of Shlamim. The animal that's brought, the Korban that is brought, is a Shlamim. But in addition to the Korban, is also brought the Lechem, the 40 Lechem that come alongside the Korban Todah. And the other thing that's unusual about the Korban Todah is that it's only Nechal, the Yom V'Laylo, like Kodshei Kodoshim, as opposed to Shlamim, which is Eden for Shnei Yomim, V'Layla Echad. So that's the key differences or the key aspects of the Todah. What the case is over here is not clear at all. According to Rashi, the case that we're talking about here is a case not where the individual came along or the Kohen came along and said, oh, instead of doing it for Reuven, who's Chayav HaTodah, I'm going to do it for Shimon, who's Chayav HaTodah, which if you read the word simply, that's what it sounds like. Todah Sheshachta L'Shem Todat Chaveiro. That he brought the Karban, instead of for Reuven, he brought the Karban for Shimon. Rashi says, that's not the case over here, because we're not talking about Shinui Balim, but rather Shinui Kodesh. And so therefore, what the case is over here is, Shachat etodato shelzeh, l'shem etodato shelzeh. So it's the equivalent of a chatat for chelev, that he switched to a chatat for dam. So the same thing over here. He switched around, he brought a chatat for chelev, and he brought a chatat for dam, and he swapped them. So over here, by the Todah, Reuven brought a Todah, and Shimon brought a Todah. And they mixed them up. They got mixed up. So that's the case. Not a case where they usurped or took the Korban of Reuven and moved it over to Shimon. But rather, Reuven and Shimon broke both their Korbanot, and they got swapped. They got mixed up here. And Reuven's was brought for Shimon, and Shimon's was brought for Reuven. That's the case according to Rashi. Tosafot, on the other hand, has the case be multifaceted, and that's based on the two opinions. There's a machloket here in what the outcome of this case is. Based on that, Tosafot actually has the case being different according to each opinion. And that is Rabba, who says, Amar Ksheira. Rabba says that the Korban is Ksheira, Ksheira the Gamri, which means not only is it Kasher to bring the Korban, but it's Oleh L'Chovat HaBalim. That it's kashir here, kshira means totally. It's a ritzui as well. The korban's good, and it discharges the obligation of the balim. Rechista amar psula. Psula over here, according to Rashi, is lo alta de balim. That it doesn't work for the balim. It's kashir. The korban's fine to be brought. It's like a korban shelo lishma. But nevertheless, it's lo alta de balim. So if you look at Tosfos, todah sheshachta l'shem todat chaveiro kshira, says va'ola l'shem chova, mishum shinoi balim lo mifsula. De'ein shinoi balim elu bezrika. Tosa says the reason is because Shinui Balim only takes place at Zrikat HaDam. Since Shinui Balim only takes place at Zrikat HaDam, we're not talking about it. Here we're talking about Todah Shishachta, talking about Shechita here. So we can't be talking about Shinui Balim. V'Rav Chista mar Psula, Perish. What's Rav Chista's case when he says Psula? Perish lo alto l'shem chuvah mishum dave Shinui Kodesh. Shemar Todat Ploni, the shame Todah Acheret shel Ploni. Aval amar Todah Zu, the shame Ploni Kshira, Gemura, the fishu shinoi balim b'shchita the kshira gemura. So Tosa says that the case here is not talking about a case where you have shinoi balim. Why is it not shinoi balim? Because shinoi balim is not relevant in shchita. Shinoi balim is only relevant in zrika. And ein ochanami, if we were just talking about shinoi balim, Rav Chista would agree with Rabbo and it'd be kshira. If that's the case that we were discussing over here, it'd be kshira the gamre. So why is Rav Chista over here say psula? Because Rav Chista is a case here where it's perish lo alto l'shem chuvah mishum tavi shunei kodesh. Kshamar todat ploni, l'shem todah acheret shel ploni. That he says it's a todah for Reuven. And Reuven was chayav to bring another todah. So he said, instead of bringing it for todah A, that Reuven was chayav, he brought it for todah B, that Reuven was chayav. And that's why Rav Chista says it's psula over here. So Rashi says that the whole case, according to Rabba and according to Rav Chista, the whole case is discussing over here two individuals who brought Todot, Reuven and Shimon, and they got swapped. The Todot got swapped. According to Tosafot, maybe that's the case of Rabba, but the case of Rav Chista over here is a case where Reuven brought two todot. He had two obligations of a todah, and those got swapped. And that's why it's psula. Because if it was a case that we got the balim mixed up, balim in shchita don't make a difference. They don't make a difference in zrika. So that's the case laid out here. Itmar todah sheshachta l'shem todat chaviro. Rabba mark shera, Rabba chistamar psula. Rabba mark shera, todah l'shem todah nishchata. It was brought as a todah. What else can you ask for? You have, according to Rashi, that means that even though the balim were switched around, but they both had to bring a todah, and was brought as a todah. That's what ended up happening. It was put on the mizbeach as a todah. What else do you need? According to Tosafot, the todah was done, it's done in shechita. By shechita, there's no shinoi balim. So it's irrelevant that the balim got switched over here. Rav Chisda mar psula, l'shum shlamim didei nishchata be'inan. There's a special requirement by Todah that it be done the Shlamim Didei. So why is that? So it seems to be, it comes from the Pasuk by Todah, which says Todat Shlamav. Shlamav is written in the possessive form. So it has to be Todat Shlamav. It has to be brought for his particular Shlamim, for his particular Todah. That means, according to Rashi, since Reuven and Shimon's Todah were mixed up, it doesn't work because it's not Shlamav. It's not Todat Shlamav. According to Tosafot, the problem is that Reuven brought Todah A and Todah B by switching them around. It's not Todat Shlamav because each Todah is designated for a different reason, and therefore it's not defined as Todat Shlamav. It's not that Shlamim that he intended it for. But, all right. Amar Rabba, Mina Aminula, where can I prove to you my position? Titania, we have a Braita. Ubasar Zevach Todat Shlamav Beyom HaKivo Et Zivcho. Abba Chanin Amir Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Bo Ba'al Lamed Todah Sheshachta L'Shem Shlamim Kshira Shlamim Shenishchata L'Shem Todah Psulim. So this is something that we saw before, right, earlier on the Masechta and Da'alad Amar Aleph, that a Todah, which is a subset of Shlamim, and therefore if a Todah is brought L'Shem Shlamim Kshira, a Shlamim that is brought as a Shem Todah Psula, because Shlamim is not a subset of Todah. Shlamim is a broader category. So you can't bring a Shlamim the shame Todah. So the Gemara says, Umah Hefresh Ben Zelazeh. The answer is, Todah Kriya Shlamim. Todah is a subset of Shlamim, and therefore it is also a Shlamim. Vein Shlamim Kriyim Todah. But Shlamim is not a Todah. So Shlamim, the shame Todah, Psula. The only thing that's pasul in the Braita is a Shlamim that was brought the shame Todah. Ha Todah, the shame Todah, Shera. From the Braita, the implications are that if you brought a Todah, the shame Todah Cheret, whatever that means, Todah Cheret, whether it's Rashi or Tosafot, then it's Shera. So my love, the Chavrei, even if it was his friend's Todah, so even if his friend's Todah, if you brought this Todah, the shame Todah Cheret, Shera. The Gemara says, lo, Didei. Why does that have to be someone else's Todah? Maybe it's his own Todah. Maybe it's a mix-up of his own Todah. I mean, again, like we said before, Reuven A and B, that Reuven had to bring two Todot, and they got swapped around. So the Todah that's brought, as Rashi explains over here, that Arba Tzrichim Lodot, we know that from Perek Te'ilim Kuf Zayin, it's the four items where a person is bringing a carbon Todah that we bench a gomel for, which over there, so if Reuven shows up and he has to bring a korban, for instance, for he was aliyatom neyam, he came back from a long journey on the sea, and number two is for yitziyah mibeit asurim, he was freed from jail, he was somehow exonerated, or he was incarcerated for a time and then released, whatever the reason is that he's now been released from jail, he brought a todah for each of those two reasons. So Mara says about the chavrei mai, so what would it din by his chavrei psula? You're going to say like Rav Chisda. He says, well then, why don't the Braita? Braita had a much nicer way to be written. Adatani Shlamim L'Shem Todah Psula. Why go so far as to say that Shlamim L'Shem Todah is Psula? You have a case inside of Todah. Litnei Todah L'Shem Todah. Right? Even a Shem L'Todah. V'choshkein Shlamim L'Shem Todah. Even a Todah L'Shem Todah of his friends would be problematic. So why do you have to go to Todah L'Shem Shlamim? We would have known that. If Todah L'Shem Todah is problematic, then certainly Todah L'Shem Shlamim is problematic. So Gemara says, Shlamim L'Shem Todah Didei Itzrich. No. Because the Braita had to explain the case of what about his own Shlamim L'Shem Todah. You're saying the case where it's Psula is when you have Todah L'Shem Todah Chaveiro. But you have the interim case then that the Braita will not address, which is then the his own personal Shlamim that was brought for his own personal Todah. So that we need. Itzrich. Maybe we think that the words are synonymous. Todah and Shlamim are interchangeable. Either say Todah or you say Shlamim, interchangeable. So the bright that comes along and tells you, no. And even if she had to Shlamim, Lashem Todah would be fine. No. That's what the bright said. Bright came to teach us that Todah is a subset, subcategory of Shlamim, but not the other way around. And that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Braita is about the day. So Rava's proof is knocked away, is pushed off. It's possible over here. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the next Gemara is following Rav Chista's Pshat. Tosfos rejects it and says you don't have to say that. Maybe the two Gemaras are not connected whatsoever. The next Gemara has nothing to do with this previous Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam wants to connect them. By connecting them, he says, oh, we're now passing like Rav Chista, now we're moving on to the next Gemara. But the easier way to read it is that the next Gemara is independent of this Gemara. It's talking about a totally different case. And what is that? Amar Rava. Now back on Gimel Amud Bet, all these memorals, we're going to have a number of memorals here in the name of Rava, they were in the name of Rav over there. So this entire daf has in the name of Rava. And back there on Gimel Amud Bet, it had them all in the name or the shame of Rav. So now Amar Rava, Chatat Sheshachta L'Shem Chatat Kshera L'Shem Olah Psula. Someone who takes a Chatat and shechs it L'Shem Chatat, which means that it was a Chatat for Chelev, and then he shechted it for a Chatat of Dam, or Chatat of Dam, and he shechted it for a Chatat of Chelev. That is Kshera V'Altalo, and he's Yotze Yidei Chova. Now, the other hand, if he does a chatat, l'shem olah, which is our Mishnah, a chatat lo lishma is psula. So my taima, what's the reasoning? This again is identical to the Gemara on Gimel Amud Bet. V'shachat ota l'chatat, Amar Rachmana. The Torah by the chatat says, v'shachat ota l'chatat. Hare chatat, l'shem chatat nishkoto. It says ota, ota is the akev. An equal of that, it has to be l'shem chatat. And over here, it was shechta l'shem chatat. That's what the Torah demands. The Torah demands it be a chatat, and it is a chatat. What else could you ask for? L'shem olah, on the other hand, if it's done the olah, then you violated v'shechat oto l'chatat, and it's psula. V'omer rova, and again, back on Gimel Bet, this is Amar Rav, chatat sheshechta amish mechuyav chatat, psula. Amish mechuyav olah kshera. So here, we just had Shinui Kodesh. By Shinui Kodesh, if it stays within the category, it's fine. If it's out of the category, it's problematic. Now we moved on to Shinu Ba'alim. By Shinu Ba'alim, a chatat that is brought for, was supposed to be brought for Reuven and ends up being used for Shimon, and Shimon is chayav chatat psula. On the other hand, if Shimon was only chayav in olah, psheira. So it's just the opposite of the previous statement. Over here by Shinu Ba'alim, if it's in the category, problematic. If it's outside of the category, it's fine. My taima. And again, like the Gemara back in Gemara says, it's a pasuk, which is v'chiper alav. When it says about the chatat, v'chiper alav, alav v'lo al chavero. The chatat comes to provide kapara for him, but not his friend. But chavero is only chavero dumni didei. Has to be someone who's on the equivalent obligation as him, which is mechuyav kapara kamoto. Someone who's chayav kapara inside of him, or the same level of kapara that he is chayav over here. Since he's the same level, then it'll be problematic, because then it's alav velo al chavero. So that's the gzerta katuv, that if it's alav velo al chavero, it'll be psula. On the other hand, when it's l'shem olah, someone's only chayav olah, there it's kshera, and Tosfos points out over here, Tosfos is kind of knowing the Gemara ahead, says over here, that's only if the individual's chayav in olah already was mafrish in olah. He already separated an olah for himself. If what did not separate an olah for himself, that will present the problem based on Rava's next statement. The Gemara says, "Va'amar Rava, tat sheshachta mishen mechuyav klum psula." So now the girsa over here that we have in our Gemara is chatat. Tosfos, on the other hand, changes the girsa to read olah, because it makes much more sense that we're talking about olah. Because if he says, if we don't say olah here, the next statement of Rava after this becomes unnecessary. It's automatic, the next statement. So therefore, he says, this must be, the girsa here must be Ola. So Amar Rava, we'll read it with that girsa. Ola, sheshachta mishein mechuyav klum, psula. Person who shechs an Ola, for someone who has no obligation, had no mitzvah to say that he had to bring, he had nothing that he was obligated to bring, it's psula. Shein lecha adam, b'Israel, sheinu mechuyav aseh, there is no such thing as someone sheinu mechuyav klum. So going back to Rovo's explanation before, which is v'chiper alav, alav v'lo achavero, means that when there's shinoi ba'alim, if someone is on the same level of chiyuv as you, he can spoil the karban for you. If he's not on the same level, then he doesn't spoil the karban. So what I would have thought here is, Reuven is bringing an olah. Shimon has no obligation to bring anything. He doesn't chayav an olah at all, because he did know averot. So Rava says, psula. Wait, why is it psula? They're not in the same category. The only way they'd be in the same category is if Reuven's chayav an olah and Shimon's chayav an olah, that should be the place where the ability to spoil it should come from Shimon, because he's chayav an olah. But yet over here, he's not chayav klum. So if he's not in the same category, why does it spoil it? The answer of Rava is, she'en decha adam biso she'en mechuyav asay. There is no Jew who hasn't violated an asay. There's no Jew who doesn't have to bring an olah. If there's no Jew who doesn't have to bring an olah, that means he's chayav an olah. That means they are in the same category and he can spoil the karban. That's how Shimon can spoil the karban for Reuven. That's Rava's first statement. Ve'omar Rava. The second statement of Rava is, chatat mechaperet al chayavei asay. The chatat is mechaperet, not only on lo taseis, what it's brought for, but it also incorporates the mitzvah tasei. It could cover for an olah. Kami kal v'chomer. Al chayvei kritot mechaperet, al chayvei asei lo koshkein. If it can take care of chayvei kritot, which is what the main reason a chatat is brought for, then certainly it can cover the mitzvah tasei, which are only usually covered by an olah. Here the chatat can definitely cover them. So that's the fact that this statement, the second statement, says chatat covers olah. If you read chatat in the previous statement of Rava, the second statement would be obvious. Chatat sheshafta mi sheinu b'chuyav klum psula sheinu chadam biso sheinu b'chuyav asay, which means that a chatat is covering someone who is chayav and olah. So that if you read chatat in the previous statement, then it's obvious the second statement of Rava. So that's why Tosus reread the girsa to be olah, and that's why I read it that way. It makes more sense that it's an olah is in the same category as someone who thinks they are not chayav anything. And then a second statement by Rava is that a chatat covers an olah. Lememra, the conclusion from this would be the bat mina, that they're in the same category. A chatat and olah are the same category. But wait a minute, we just previously had a statement by Rava that said if you have a chatat that is shechted a mishim mechuyav chatat, someone who's in the same category as chayav chatat, psula. If he's only chayav in olah, then shkeira. That shows you that they're not in the same category. V'amar Rava, chatat sheshachta mish chayav chatat psula, mish chayav olah kshira. So how could that be? So the Gemara's answer uses an answer that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf, which is that mikiv'a lo mechapra, mikufia mechapra. When it comes to, now this is a little more difficult, when it comes to a chatat being mechaper, a chatat is mechaper in two different ways. The animal itself, the korban itself, is integrally intertwined with the kapara that it provides for a mitzvah lo tasei, for a chiyuv karet. That's the kapara it brings. That's tied to the animal itself. Kufriya kapara means that it's floating on top. We said this yesterday according to the Rach. That's the vidui. Something, the fact that you took an action, you did something good over here, that provides you an additional aspect of kapara that is not necessarily connected to the korban directly, right, to the chiyuv or to the korban, integrally intertwined with the korban, but the fact that you bring the korban provides you this additional kapara. What's this additional kapara? That it covers an olah. So when it comes to the korban itself, it takes care of the chatat. What surrounds the korban also takes care of the olah. Okay, and therefore, so what does that do? So that says, if you look in Rashi, Mikufya Kapara, he explains here, and this is what I said in Tosfos before, knew the Gemara over here, and therefore he said it before, is, Hilkach, Amishim Mechuyav Olah Kshera. That when it comes to someone's Mechuyav and Olah, the Chatat will cover them. Kevin Dehifrish Olah, Shaychi Kulu Asei, Shebiado Aolah, Vitulo Shaykh Chatat Gabay. So someone who's chayav in olah, why is the korban kshera? When you shech the chatat, the shem misha chayav olah, why is the korban kshera? Because he was already mafrish in olah for his assay. If he's already mafrish in olah for his assay, the olah captures what he needs in terms of his chiyuv. And therefore the chatat, since the chatat is not integrally intertwined with the olah, or what he would be chayav in olah, it's dealing with the chatat. The olah is just a side benefit that is provided by the chatat. But if he already took care of that need for that side benefit by being mafrish and olah, he doesn't need that side benefit. If he doesn't need that side benefit, the chatat has no relationship to him. It's not in the same category anymore. So that means, if I have an individual who is chayav, for mitzvah to say is chayav in olam, and Reuven brings a chatat, and he's chayav a chatat. Shimon is chayav in olam, but he has yet to bring any korban. If I shecht Reuven's chatat the shame Shimon, psula. Because the chatat would cover the olah. They are in the same category now. The chatat can provide both kaparot, the one for the chatat, as well as the olah. On the other hand, if Shimon already was mafrish his olah, he already separated an olah for his assay to take care of himself, then the chatat is not in the same category as Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are not in the same category. If they're not in the same category, the chatat is ksheira. And that's the second statement of Rava. The statement of Rava that says, if you do it l'shem, chatat, psula, someone's mechuyav, chatat, is psula. The one who mechuyav olah is ksheira. That's talking about someone who has already mafrish the olah for whatever they were chayav for. The case where Rava says that a chatat covers an olah and puts him in the same category, that's where the individual has yet to be mafrish an olah to cover his mitzvot aseh. But Amar Rava, olah sheshachtal shlo lishma, azur lidrog dama shlo lishma. This we saw on the first daf on Bet Amar Aleph. The Rava says, even though you've made a mistake of lo lishma in one of the avodot, that does not permit you then to continue to make the same mistake. Remember we spoke about this on the first Amud. The Gemara said, Ibaidema Kra, Ibaidema Savara. To support Rava's position, we have a pasuk and we have a logical argument. Which means that if the person brings the Korban, Olah, and in Shechita he does it, instead of L'shem Olah, he does it L'shem Shlamim, when it comes to Zrikat Adam, Kablat Adam, Olachat Adam, he should still do it L'shem Olah. And it's Olah Ksheira, V'in Olah L'Baalim. But don't mess up the other Avodot, just because you messed up the first Avodah. How do I know that? So, Ibaim Yitmekra, Motza, Svatecha, Tishmor. That's from the Pasuk. Remember how we darshan it? The Pasuk has both the word Neder and Nidava in it. Since it has the word Neder and Nidava, the Gemara wants to know, how could they be used interchangeably? No, the Gemara says it depends on the situation. It's a neder if you do everything right. If you do everything lishma, then not only is it kasher, but it also discharges the obligation of the individual. If it's done lo lishma, then it becomes a nidava, because it's kasher, but in olah lebalim. And the Gemara here doesn't say, but it says v'chule, but the Gemara there says, and a nidava mishari lishnuye be. When it comes to a nidava, what gives you the right to switch around whatever you want? When you bring a nidava to the Mikdash, there's a process, the Torah lays out the process, how to do it, you have to do it correctly. Who gave you permission to switch whatever you want? That's the one by the Ibai Tema, Svara. Right, the other one is the Svara, Meshum Deshani Bat. For Chule, the Gemara again doesn't finish it up, but just because he changed one thing tells you to change everything else. Why? Just because he did one thing wrong doesn't mean you should do multiple things wrong. For Chule, Kedidorish, Kedidoresh Pirka. Like we said in the beginning of the parak. By the way, it's an unusual Lashon. Yeah, it's Vachim, we've seen this a couple of times. It said Kedil, like earlier on, or Kedoresh Pirka in the beginning of the parak. Instead of saying Vachule or Zemi Darshan, the Gemara actually points you to where they darshan this earlier, Beresh Pirka. On the first Talmud of the Gemara, that's where we darshan this exactly the same way. Now another statement by Rava. Again, we're going through a series of statements by Rava over here. Ola haba'al achar mita shachta b'shinoi kodesh psula b'shinoi balim kshera de'en balim la'achar mita. So what do we have here? An ola that is brought achar mita. What's the case of an ola that's brought after mita? Is in a yoledet. A yoledet who's chayevet to bring an ola and a chatat. She's chayovet and two korbanot. She goes in and brings her chatat before she passes away. Her olah is left over at this point in time. That olah, we said before, the yorshim bring instead of her. So when the yorshim bring it instead of her, Rava says over here, shachta b'shinui kodesh, if you did shinui kodesh on this animal, you changed it from being an olah to something else, whether it was a shlamim or something else, psula, it ruins the korban. B'shinui balim, if you change the owners of the balim, kshira, the in balim l'achar mita. By definition, this korban has no balim. The balim passed away. It passed on to the yorshim, but the balim are not here anymore. The yorshim bring it on her behalf, but she's not around anymore. So if you change the balim, you can't detract any more than it's been detracted from the balut of this animal. The balim died. So what is it? The balim are not relevant anymore when it comes to this animal. V'Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami. If you remember, we quoted Rav Pinchas on Daf Dalet Amud Bet to say the Gemara was trying to find differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim. One of the things the Gemara brought was about Achar Mita, whether it was relevant to Achar Mita or not. There the Gemara says it's not really true that this is a difference because of Rav Pinchas. This is the Rav Pinchas that we spoke about. So Pinchas Breid Rav Ami Amar Yesh Balim La'achar Mita. There are owners after Mita. After the death of the woman, there is ownership over here. Who are the owners? Who are the owners of the Karban after Mita? The Yorshim. The Yorshim become the owners of the Korban. So now the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Ashi, the Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami, Davka Kamar, Mar Yesh Balim La'achar Mita. Do you literally mean that they become the owners of the Karban? Ubayli Tuye Ola Achwite, and therefore they'd have to replace the Ola. Or Dilma Deika Kama Segabe Mechapro. They become the Balim in the sense that it's Mechaper on them. They get the Ritzui of the Karban. But not literally that they have to replace the Karban. What's going on over here? They have an obligation to bring this Ola. Why do they have the obligation to bring the Ola? Do they have the obligation to bring the Ola because their mother was obligated? And therefore they're bringing on behalf of their mother. If it doesn't work out, if the Ola somehow doesn't end up in the Mizbeach, or is Psula, or was done Lodi Shema, fine, that was it. They were doing whatever they could for their mother. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Eino chanami. It's not their responsibility. It wasn't their korban in a whole sense. Or, do we say that they literally are balim over the animal, and that means it became their obligation now. It's their obligation to bring the ola. It's as if they made a neder to bring an ola. It's as if they said, I must bring an ola. So now, if the ola doesn't get done properly, then they're out on ola, and they lo ala le balim, lo ala le shem chova of the balim. They have to replace the ola. They have to bring a new ola. Well, if you give the first option that I described, which is the option of they're just doing it on behalf of their mother, and they're not really the owners, then what does it mean that they're the balim, according to Rav Pinchas? That's what the Gemara says, is that they're the owners because they get the ritzui. They get the benefit of the karban. Who does the karban take care of? The aseis of the yorshim. It doesn't take care of, the Gemara asked this earlier on, is there really ritzui? Is there really no ritzui? Remember when Rabbi Elazar answered Reish Lakish, he says, I'll give you an example of a karban. That is, kshira ve'en la ritzui. What's that? It's a case of an ola la'achar mita. But here, Rabbi Pinchas has a case and says, no, Rabbi Elazar, you're wrong. There is such thing as ritzui la'achar mita, and ritzui la'achar mita is that the yorshim get the benefit of that karban. So that's the question. Their ownership here, what does it provide for them? Does it provide for them just the benefits of the ritzui, that it's mechaper on the assays that they have? Or is it even a real ownership? So much so theirs that they'll have to replace it if it doesn't work out. So he answered back, I'm going to lay dafka kamina. I said literally. They are literally the owners of this korban. Pinchas, this is on Pinchas' statement. And Rav Ashi asked Rav Pinchas a question to clarify his statement, and Rav Pinchas clarified that I meant dafka. When I said they're balim la'achar mita, I mean that there are, literally, they're the owners of the korban, and they'll have to replace it. Pollution. There's a machlokas, Rav Pinchas and Rava. It's still a machlokas, correct. Valma Rava, another statement by Rava, Ola Doronhi. The Ola must be a gift to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Tosus already jumps on. What do you mean it's a Doron here? It says, Avagav, the top Tosus, Avagav, the Asay Mechaperet. Well, it's Mechaper and Asay, Yoter Mechatat, even more than a Chatat. The mechapra mikiva. By an ola, it's really integral to the animal that it's mechapra on the assay. Forget about the chatat, it doesn't mikufia, it floats around the chatat. So the ola does do something, it does have a sad kapara to it. Nevertheless, Rabba says it's called a doron, it's a gift. Why is that? Hechi dami, what's the case? Ida leket tshuva. If he violated mitzvot assay and did not do tshuva, zevach rishayim toiva. The korban of a rasha is reviled in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem does not, it's repugnant. Hashem doesn't want, it's an abomination. Hashem doesn't want the Korban if the person doesn't do tshuva. So you can't be that he didn't do tshuva for his assay yet. Ve'idika tshuva. Alright, so what did he do? He did tshuva. Well, if he did tshuva, atanya, avar mitzvah tasei v'shav, person who violated a mitzvah tasei, does tshuva, lo zaz misham ad shemochlim lo. He doesn't move from there until they're mechila. Mechila is immediate. When a person does tshuva, the mechila for the mitzvah tasei is immediate. If it's immediate, he doesn't need the korban anymore. So el shvamina doronu, that it's a gift. It's a gift to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Tanya Nami Ochi, we have a brayta that supports this. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Chatat lama ba. Why does a person bring a chatat? I says lama ba, the chaper. What do you mean? What does it come for? It comes to be mechaper. El lama ba lifnei ola. Why does the chatat come before the ola? So it's a mashal lama hadavar domeh. The mashal, what is it like? Leproklit shinichnas. It's like a messenger, or it's called it here, a defense attorney, and Rashi calls him a melitz tov, a positive advocate over here. Ritza plaklit, once he's appeased the king, then nichnas doron acharav, then they bring in the gift. First you got to take care of the slight to the king. You got to take care of the violation. You've got to clear that up, and then you can give a gift to the king. So same thing over here. Whenever you have a chatat and an olah, you have the two korbanot that come, you bring the chatat first, and then the olah. The chatat is mechaper on the violation, on the slight to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only once you've cleaned the slate, do you bring the olah afterwards. The olah is then a gift. That's the appropriate time to bring a gift. You don't bring a gift before you've cleared up the violation, before you've cleared up the bad vibes that are there.
So here, then the Gemara at the end says, as opposed to a chatas, no, you need to bring the chatas to have kapara.
Right, but not if you know. And I don't know if he was violating an assay. If he just violated an assay, he does not need to bring a chatat. The equivalent in our case would be doing tshuva, gets rid of the chait, and then the olah is a present afterwards. In the case where he violated something that's chayav a chatat, or in a violation where he requires a chatat and an olah, he brings the chatat to clear up the chait, and then he brings the olah afterwards as a doron. What's the first step? And it depends on what the violation, what the aveira is. If the aveira was a lotase, then a chatat comes first to clear up that lotase, and then the olah comes as a doron afterwards. In a case where he just violated an assay, the tshuva comes to clear up the chait, and then the olah is a doron afterwards. Now Rashi over here says, it says olah doron hi, eno ba'al chaper al assay. Kapara mamash. It's not the real kapara. Achar shekipra hatshuva al assay, hi ba'al hakbalat panim. That after he's already does tshuva and fixes things up, it comes as hakbalat panim. It's like a greeting, a housewarming gift. It's as if he's coming in as a, you know, let's meet again, let's be friends again, and here's a gift that you bring along with it. So Rashi says, even though there's no kapara, and the word, if you remember the Rashi said yesterday, when we read the Rashi, it says, v'nirtza lo lechaper, that there is ritzui by an olah, and that ritzui is the kapara on the mitzvot asei. So is there kapara or is there no kapara? So I think the best way to explain it is what the Rav does in Alechuva. If you remember Rav Soloveitchik in Alechuva, in describing the kapara of Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur provides, and Yom Kippur and Tshuva provide two types or two forms of benefit. One is kapara. Kapara is that it's a tris bifnei haproniot. It's a shield against you being punished for that aveira. But it also, the tshuva and Yom Kippur provide tara. So that's the additional stage. Kapara can be provided by the chatat. Kapara can be provided by the tshuva. The olah that is brought afterwards is trying to re-establish your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's trying to bring it elevated to the level it was before. So that's what this olah comes as lakbalat panim, it comes as a ritzui. It does something that is in addition to the plain tshuva that does kapara, and I would suggest, similar to what the Resolation says about tara, that it re-engages, it renews your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and takes you back to that level. So not only do you have kapara now, but you have also the aspect of tara. Tosfos points out over here that even though by chatat and olah, not every chatat is really a chatat. There's sometimes where you bring a chatat and olah, and the chatat is not really coming to be mechaper. Nevertheless, we still say the chatat comes before the olah. And that's what Tosfos says over here. Afagav deik olot lot yod yiladet. Tumutzorav nazir de lomaiti karban alishturi v'kodshim. The purpose of the chatat is just to make them mutter to eat kodshim. It's not really chaper. Even over there, the chatat comes before the olah, but has another logic that we stated over here, because it's not about doing the ritzur, the kapara, before the bringing of the olah. Nevertheless, Tosa says, the lo chalka Torah. It's a low plug. The low plug is that the chatat comes before the olah, even though the reasoning that we laid out here is not relevant in those cases. And now the Gemara moves on to chutz min ha-pesach v'chatat. The Gemara Mishnah said that there are two exceptions to the rule that when you do them lo lishma in akshera, the one is the chatat and one is the pesach. The one Gemara wants to know, pesach minolon, chatat minolon will be tomorrow's daf. So Pesach Minel and Dichtiv, it says, Shamor, this is in Parshat Rei, Shamor, it's Chodesh Aviv, Vasita Pesach. So Vasita Pesach, Shiyu, Kol Yasiyoto, L'Shem Pesach. All the Asiyot, all the Avodot should be done L'Shem Pesach. Ashkechan Shinoi Kodesh, that takes care of Shinoi Kodesh. Shinoi Balim Minelon, how do you know about Shinoi Balim? Dichtiv, it says in Parshat Bo, V'amartam Zevach Pesach Hu, Shetei Zvicha, L'Shchita Asvi L'Shem Pesach. Im Eru Inyan L'Shinoi Kodesh, Tneyu L'Inyan Shinoi Balim, like we did by the Shlamim, like we did in the other instances. If I have two psukim telling me about Shinoi Kodesh, I use the second one for Shinoi Balim. So Ashkechan the Mitzvah. Now I know that L'Chatchila, you have to do it L'Shem Pesach. So now, how do I know the Akev Minolon? How do I know that you need, and how do you know that it's Me'akev over here? So, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'Zabachta Pesach L'Shem Elokecha. So now I have an additional Pasuk, which is V'Zabachta Pesach, Shchita L'Shem Pesach. So also, again, a third Pasuk, which teaches me that it is Me'akev. So, Matki Flor of Safra, V'Hai Zavachta L'Hochi Hu Da'ato. Wait a minute, that's what the word Zavachta is coming for? Haimi Bayalek, the Rav Nachman, we need that V'Zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokech of Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Minayin L'Motar Pesach Shukarev Shlamim. How do I know that a leftover Pesach, either extra monies that were designated for Pesach, a Pesach that wasn't Shechted on Pesach, because they brought another carbon in its place, if it got lost, and it was another was replaced with another korban, or an instance where he separated two korbanot Pesach for achrayut. He said, if I lose this one will be here. Otherwise, what do we do that motor Pesach? Shkarev shlamim shnemar, because it says v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar. It says that you should bring in Parshat Rei. It says bring a Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar. What's the problem with that right away? Where does a Pesach come from? Which korban? Which animal is going to Pesach come from? A Pesach can only come from tzon. The fact that the Pasuk in Reis says you can bring your Pesach from Tzon and Bakar is a very problematic Pasuk. Because in Parshat Bo, you can only bring your Korban Pesach from Tzon. All of a sudden here in Reis, it opens up the opportunity to bring it from a Bakar. How is it possible to bring your Pesach from a Bakar? The answer is, Falon Pesach Abba Elin Mekvasim Ben Ayizim, only comes from Tzon, comes from a Keves, or from an Eiz, right, from a sheep, or from a goat. Mikan lemotar Pesach shiyeh devar haba min atzon min bakar. That teaches you that the leftover Pesach, the Pesach itself, can be brought for what normally would be okay for atzon and bakar. What's the only korban that has no restrictions? Maniu shlamim. The only korban that has no restrictions on it is the shlamim, and that is because the shlamim can be brought zachar or nekeva, male or female, and if it can be brought tzon or bakar, it can be brought from any category of animal and from any category of gender, male or female. That is not true of any other korban. By any other korban, there's at least some restriction on it. Most of the korbanot have restrictions on the gender, which is, for instance, an olah only comes as a zachar. A chatat only comes as a nekeva, unless it's the sa'ir nasi that comes as a zachar. But each korban is designated. Its gender is determined. It has to be the zachar nekeva. The shlamim has no gender rules, and again, it can be brought from tzon and bakar. So the fact that the Torah says that you can bring zavat to pesach l'shem tzon and bakar, that can be brought, and it seems to be there are no restrictions on this korban. What's a korban that doesn't have any of these restrictions? That's the shlamim. So the pesach can be brought as a shlamim. When is a pesach brought as a shlamim? When it's a motar pesach. So if we use that pasuk zavat to pesach l'shem elokecha for that limud, then we lost the ikuv. We lost the zavachta pesach. We lost that limud. So Elamar Rav Safra, Bizavachta Pesach, like the Rav Nachman. In Ochanami, the Zavachta Pesach is like Rav Nachman. Shemoret Chodesh Aviv, the Pasuk earlier in Re'e, which says, Shemoret Chodesh Aviv, the Mitzvah B'Shinoi Kodesh. That teaches us, L'Chatchila B'Shinoi Kodesh, that you have to do it L'Shem Pesach. Ve'amartem Zevach Pesach, the Pasuk from Bo, will be for Shinui Balim the Mitzvah, like we had before, which is that it was really Shinui Kodesh, but then we use it for Shinui Balim because we already have Shinui Kodesh. That's L'Chatchila by Shinui Balim. Who? L'Akev Ben Hocho V'Hocho. Who? Amartam Zevach Pesach. Who? Who is a Limud, a Miyut? It's who means L'Akev Ben Hocho V'Hocho. Here and there. Now L'Akev here and there is not so clear what it means, because the pasuk in Re'eh says Shamoret Chodesh Aviv, Vasita Pesach Lashem Elokecha. When I say Vasita Pesach Lashem Elokecha, that's not necessarily just Shechita. Asita means any of the four avodot. So that's all four avodot are included under Vasita Pesach Lashem Elokecha. The other pasuk I bring, which is the pasuk from Shmuel, which is Markum Zevach Pesach. Zevach means Shechita Lashem Pesach. That means for Shinui Kodesh, I have Lechatchila all four avodot covered already, because I said Vasita Pesach. By Shinui Balim, I only covered Zvicha, I only covered Shechita. Therefore, when I come over here and say La'akev, and I say it's La'akev, what is it La'akev? So, if I'm, the way I just explained the Gemara, that would mean that for Shinui Kodesh, it would be Ma'akev for all four Avodot. By Shinui Balim, it would be Ma'akev by Shechita. Then, the Gemara will ask now, which is, Shar Avodot Minolan. Where do I know the rest of the Avodot from? Now, we're asking about the rest of the Avodot from. They're only asking in Shinui Balim. That's one way to read the Gemara. The alternative way to read the Gemara, the way that Rashi read it, and Tosfos brings as a second alternative, is to say when it says Vasita Pesach Hashem Elokecha, it's only talking about Shechita as well. It's yes, it says Asita, but we know that it says Vamartem Zevach Pesach in the other location, and later on it says in the parasha Vezevachta Pesach. So we know that the Asita here really means Shechita, and that means that we only know about Shechita by Shinei Kodesh, and we only know about Shechita by Shinei Balim. And when it comes to say La'akev, it means only about La'akev and the Shechita both. And then Shar Avodot Minolan is for both of them, for Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim. Those are the two ways to read the Gemara. So now Gemara says, Shavar Avodot Minolan. Gemara says, hold the gully gully. Why not? Once it already told us what the din is by Shechita, then let us say that it applies to everything else. Now Tosa says this reads better according to the first way I explained, because in the first case, if I say Shinui Kodesh includes all Avodot, Shinui Balim only includes Shechita, then it came into Gully. Gully means that by Shinui Kodesh it included it all, then by Shinui Balim it should include also. That makes a good statement. It doesn't say that if you read that both of them are talking about Shechita, what does it mean came into Gully? Gully? Since it told you, and the way Rashi reads it is, since it told you by Shechita, it should apply to all the other four Avodot, the other three Avodot as well. So he said that doesn't read as smoothly, but it is a possible reading of the Gemara. So now Rav Ashi Amar Hova Gully Gully Lo Amrinan. We don't say that. I'm just thinking that Rav Ashi is thinking back to the Gemara we did before, by Shlamim. Even though we knew the din by Shechita, we had to learn it out for each avodah separately because each avodah has a chumrah. We don't say it came into Gali Gali because every avodah is different and distinct. And so too, Shinui Balim to Shinui Kodesh is different. And that the Gemara established already. El avodot minalan, now Rav Ashi, who doesn't have Gali Gali, what is he going to do? Diktiv zot ha-Torah la'ulalu mincha. He brings the pasuk that we used by Shlamim, which is zot ha-Torah. The only problem is, zot ha-Torah that's found at the end of, towards the end of Tzav, after he goes through all the karbonot. What are the karbonot that are mentioned? Zot ha-Torah la'ulalu Mincha, Shlamim, Lamiluim, Hashem, Tatz, all the karbonot that are included there. Guess what's not there? Pesach is not there. So what type of hekesh are you drawing over here? Pesach's not mentioned on here. That is Betanya. We have a Braita. The Braita says that right after this pasuk, in the summary pasuk about karbonot, the next pasuk starts, it says, B'yom Tzavatot B'nei Yisrael Akrivit Karbonehem. What is B'yom Tzavatot B'nei Yisrael Akrivit Karbonehem? Ze Bechor Umaser Upesach. The Gemara says that Beyom Tzavato, Tzavato comes to include these three karbonot, the Bechor, Maser, and Pesach. And therefore, he kisho akatuv l'shlamim. Pesach is found in that next pasuk and is included under Zot HaTorah. So it's included. Now we've just found the place where Pesach, Maser, and Bechor are mentioned. They are included in the Zot HaTorah now. And that's the Hekesh over here. The Hekesh between Pesach to Shlamim. Ma Shlamim, Ben Shinei Kodesh, Ben Shinei Lamim, Be'inan LeMitzvah, Afkol ben Shinui Kodesh ben Shinui Balim the mitzvah. Number one. So number one is just like by Shlamim, we extend everything that applies by Shechita to all the other Shar Avodot. So to over here, we're going to move from Shechita to Shar Avodot. We're going to say just like by Pesach, it says Vamartem Zevach Pesach. And even though that's only by Shechita, it's going to apply to all the Avodot, just like by Shlamim. And number two, Uch Shlamim. Ma Shlamim ben Zvicha ben Shar Avodot lo chilakta behen the mitzvah. So just like by Shlamim, we make no differentiation between all the mitzvot, meaning that all the avodot have the same status. They're only lechatchila, but b'diavia they're kshera. So to over here, a pesach lo techlok ben zvichah l'shar avodot. Don't differentiate between shechita and the other avodot. Just like over here in pesach, shechita is le'akev. Also over here, all the shar avodot, the other three avodot, will also be le'akev. So that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer, according to Rav Ashi, is we have a limud for pesach by shechita. Whether that's only by Baalim that we have this issue, or also by Shinui Kodesh, Right, that's subject to machlokes we had between, or a different way that Rashi and Tosfot learned. But nevertheless, we now have to move it to Shar Avodot. The Shar Avodot, we move it by having a Hekesh to Shlamim. Just like by Shlamim, there's no differentiation in the Avodot. So it's over here, there's no differentiation in Avodot. Oh, Hekesh, aim is Shivin ala Hekesh. It doesn't have to be a logical argument anymore.
Right.
It supersedes logic, which is important here, because it's not a good logic to apply Shchita to other Avodot. Okay, now, next you have, alright, what about Lakev? We had the word Hu. But the word Hu is also only written by Shchita. So that means Shchita is Makev. What about Shara Avodot being Makev? So the answer to that is, again, Shlamim. Just like by Shlamim, the principle of mitzvah applies equally throughout. There's no difference between Shchita and Shara Avodot. So over here, you're not going to have a difference between Shchita and Shara Avodot. So if it's Makev by Shchita, it's Makev by all the other Avodot. Right, now, the next piece of the Gemara is very difficult. I will speak it outside. There's a machlokas and Rashi and Tosafot whether these parentheses are left out or not left out. I'll tell you what the Gemara is going to say, and then we'll try to read it inside. And that is that the Gemara here used the word hu la'akev. The word hu comes to teach you that it's ma'akev legabei korban pasach. So the Gemara wants to know how come or how do you so sure that hu means la'akev? Because I had the word hu by. So even though a chatat, quote-unquote, comes achar mita, nevertheless the word hu comes and excludes it from the ability to be lo lishma. And we had here the Pesach, we use the word hu, is lakev, by shchita. Yet you have the word hu by asham, and there we don't say it's lakev. So why is it that hu, if you say hu is makev, why in certain instances does the hu work in order to be makev? And in certain instances the hu does not work to be makev. What's the difference between them? So the Gemara previously already gave us the answer. The difference between them is that where the hu is found. By the chatat, the hu is found in the beginning, by the shem chatat. It's by chatat, hu, in the beginning of the korban, that's where it's ma'akev. By the korban pesach, it's found etzel the shchita. The shchita is ma'akev, so therefore the hu is ma'akev. By asham, the hu is found after the haktarat emurim, after a part or the avodah that is not ma'akev. So because of that, it's not ma'akev, or the who's not ma'akev. That's what the Gemara is about to say. Again, it's harder to read into the Gemara because they're quoting a braita that has a part. So here, we'll read it now. Mishum shenemar hu bezvicha, enu elo le'akev. Since it says hu by zvicha, it's ma'akev. Rashi eliminates this girsa. He says it belongs to a braita. Further on, it's not relevant to us. Tosas leaves it in. It says, enu achanai by Pesach. Over here, the hu is by the shchita, and that's why it's ma'akev. Elo hu lomali. Right, so what is the hu for? Kidetanya, we have a braita. Nemar pesach hu b'shchita la'akev. Aval asham lo nemar b'hu elo lachar haterat emurim. The only comes after haterat emurim. B'hu atzmos luktur emurim kasher. And it, even if the emurim are not bad, b'dievet the korban's kasher. You don't have to bring the emurim. So the hu, that's the ikuv there, can't be meaningful to the korban as a whole. Because it's brought etzel and avodah. Or it's not really an avodah. It's etzel a shariyei mitzvah. The hu is etzel a shariyei mitzvah. It itself is not ma'akev, so you can't say the hu is come to teach you about ikum by that korban. So location of the hu is important. By Pesach and Chatat, it's found by the avudot of the korban. By Yasham, it's found in the Shari mitzvah, and therefore it's not ma'akev. That's what the Gemara is saying. How you exactly read it into the words is much more difficult, but they're quoting a bright that we will bump into later on in the Gemara, and then it'll be a little clearer over there. Okay, we'll stop over here.